Thank you, George. It is Doug and Kelly on this Monday morning, a rather significant Monday morning. Why? Because we're checking the countdown clock as we speak. I believe we are at 16 hours and, 53 minutes, something along those lines. That's what Governor Cuomo has left to be governor of New York State. Here to talk about this last day, what it means, how did we get here, and what do we do going forward, is Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan. Daphne, welcome to Doug and Kelly.
Good morning, Doug and Kelly. It's a great morning, not just a good morning. As you said, we're just hours away from saying Governor Cuomo is out. It's a new day in New York.
Some people say this isn't a day to celebrate. It's a day to reflect back on how bad it's been, whatever. I'm not one of those people. I think when you remove somebody like him who has been as nasty and mean and vindictive as he has been for as long as he's been, I think everybody should be celebrating today.
Well, it's important that we get someone who's had so many ethical problems. We need to get him out of office. I mean, look at all the investigations going on. We have sexual harassment investigations. We have his looking into his book deal, using public resources for private gain for his $5.1 billion book deal. We have five district attorneys looking into criminal charges. We have a federal prosecutor looking into the handling of Cuomo's nursing homes and cover-up of the number of nursing home deaths. You know, there's structural integrity of the former Tappan Zee Bridge we're looking at, preferential treatment for COVID-19 testing. Is that who we want for our governor? I don't think so. So, you know, I've been calling for his resignation and impeachment for many, many months, along with my Republican colleagues. In fact, I guess it was early last March when we started calling for his resignation. And it's long overdue. And more importantly, it will allow us to get back to the actual work of governing.
My hope is that this whole thing doesn't become just about these women, although they were the catalyst for all of this happening. There were so many other things that you just mentioned that I hope don't go by the wayside, because they are important issues too that people were at one point willing to overlook.
That's right. And we can overlook those things. And so, you know, an impeachment investigation would have actually brought all of that out. Now, you know, we're limited to just a report from the assembly as to what, you know, they were heading towards impeachment, but that's been called off. So I really hope that all of these things are looked into. We need accountability. I mean, resignation does not equal impeachment. Resignation does not ensure that Governor Cuomo can never run for office in the state of New York. Only impeachment can do that. And resignation does not equal full accountability. We still need justice for his nursing home victims. We still need justice for his victims of sexual harassment, and what sounds like justice for his victim of potential sexual assault. And taxpayers deserve justice too, quite frankly. This disgraced administration, even in its last days, was more committed to serving the needs of Andrew Cuomo than it was anyone else in the entire state.
You introed a bill over the last couple of weeks, which I think is really interesting, because, I mean, you could just call it the Cuomo bill, but you want to preserve going forward for a longer amount of time and a much wider swath the records of people like Andrew Cuomo, because as many have speculated, what has that guy been doing the last 2 weeks in the executive mansion? Has he been getting the shredder on, recharging the battery every hour to make sure that thing was fully operational? What has he been getting rid of?
Right. So during, you know, as soon as he announced his resignation in 2 weeks lag time, that's exactly what I started thinking. You know, are his office shredders running? You know, are his computers being wiped out? So I looked at what the current law in New York provides in terms of record retention for the executive. And it became apparent that the law provides significant discretion to the governor as to which documents are kept and which are discarded. So what my bill does is it reflects modern electronic and internet-based methods of communication and information storage. so that all paper and electronic records, including emails, need to be saved. That was not in the current law. And it reaches even further than the executive himself. It goes to his all the branches, the governor's departments, agencies, divisions, offices, and commissions. So they all need to retain for a minimum of 2 years all those records. And if there's anything related to anticipated legislation, the records have to be retained for at least 5 years. So the law does need an update. Of course, it's not going to help right now, but it would help with with future governors and their departments.
We're speaking of New York State Senator Daphne Jordan. Senator, over the weekend I did a quick column. You can see it at WGY.com if you want to, but I just did the A to Z of Cuomo scandals. And, you know, it didn't take long to fill the thing out. I couldn't do it with any other governor. Nobody has it. But with Cuomo, I did it very quickly because there are so many scandals. And at the end of the column, I just said, quick reminder, the guy that's responsible for each and every one of these A to Z's is going to be getting over $50,000 a year, almost starting immediately. And we're the ones that are going to be paying it. It's just, it doesn't seem right because it isn't right.
It isn't right. Taxpayers should not be paying what we would call like a salary for life for Governor Cuomo, not when he has all these indiscretions. So unfortunately, not even impeachment would get rid of that pension for him. We would have to really change the law, I think, by constitutional amendment to take away pension in such cases. But, you know, that's another weakness in the law that we're seeing right now that needs to be fixed. Hopefully, you know, we won't have problems like this with future governors.
Yeah, we said that after Spitzer, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, Albany's long been a hotbed of corruption, and almost to the point where we've become a joke of the nation sometimes. And do you think that there is going to be real change here at some point?
I don't know. You know, it brings us right to the next point. And I really wish that nothing but the best for our new governor, Kathy Hochul, who is the first female governor of New York. I certainly hope that she doesn't come in and have any ethical problems. I don't think she will. I've been in her company a number of times at various events throughout my Senate district. And I can tell you, and by many other accounts, Governor Hochul is not Andrew Cuomo, which is an obvious strength when it comes to good and competent governance. She has a great record as somebody who will actually listen and not just govern by executive order like her predecessor. And I know we probably won't see eye to eye on policy, but I do look forward to working with her on issues that strengthen the Capital District's future, bring our economy back from COVID, tackle public safety issues, and also to protect our taxpayers. So our next governor, I wish her the very best, and I hope for all future governors we don't have any of these ethical disgraces.
We all hope. We all know what the last 10 years has been. So the question always is Albany bigger than the governor or bigger than anybody? And is that morass too much to handle? We'll see, obviously. But in the meantime, State Senator Daphne Jordan, don't forget to celebrate. You staying up till midnight tonight to count it down?
Can we watch anything at that time? Do you know?
There should be bells ringing, balls dropping, champagne corks popping.
I'll be watching the Corning Tower to see if any messages go up.
Right. Fireworks like on the tower, yeah.
Like I said, it's a new day in New York.
Senator Daphne Jordan, we appreciate the time this morning. And enjoy that sunshine tomorrow when it finally is here.
I will. Thank you so much.
Doug and Kelly, News Radio 810 and 103.1 WGY.